Good evening, this is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Sadley, and I'd like to welcome you back to another 2 hours of fine mainstream jazz on The Feeling of Jazz. Of course, we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. And I'm going to continue my salute to that great independent East Coast jazz recording company, Riverside, and its subsidiary, Jazzland. As I stated in previous shows, they were in business from about 52 to 64 and recorded many, many great artists. And their library of music has really held up down through the years, and most of their stuff has been reissued. We're going to do a lot of reissued things tonight. I'm going to start off with something from the subsidiary of Jazzland, our Riverside is Jazzland label. We're going to do something by George Shearing on piano with the Montgomery Brothers, backing him up, Wes Montgomery on guitar, Buddy Montgomery on vibes, Monk Montgomery on bass, and Walter Perkins, who was out of Chicago, on drums. And this is Darn That Dream. great old standard by Van Heusen and DeLange called Darn That Dream. And, of course, it was George Searing on piano with the Montgomery brothers backing him up. Monk on bass, and was Montgomery on guitar, Buddy on vibes.
I'm going to play something from an Impulse CD entitled Lucky Thompson Trichotism. And there's about 16 cuts on here. Some are a bigger band sound. Some are a trio. I'm going to play something that's the trio sound. It's a tune entitled Bibo, My Boy, and it's written by Lucky Thompson. And it features him on tenor sax, Skeeter Best on guitar, and Oscar Pettiford bass. Thompson playing his own composition, Bo Bye My Boy. And when you think of a trio, you usually think piano, bass, drums, but here there's no piano or drums. But a nice sound nonetheless.
Well, Riverside had a great stable of artists and turned out many, many great modern jazz bop records. And among those artists was trumpet man Blue Mitchell, who had a great fat sound. And he cut several albums on the Riverside label. One was called Blue Soul, the Blue Mitchell Sextet. And quite a sextet it was, with Curtis Fuller on trombone, Jimmy Heath on tenor sax, Quentin Kelly on piano. And all the compositions and arrangements were done by Benny Golson. This is a Benny Golson composition called Minor Vamp. Fade on that particular track was not done by our astute engineer here in the studio. That was a Blue Mitchell sextet with Blue Mitchell on trumpet. Some nice trombone work there by Curtis Fuller. Tenor sax work was by Jimmy Heath. That was a Benny Golson composition called Minor Vamp.
Since you played Blue Mitchell, I think I'll play Red Mitchell, and it's a duo sound of him and Bill Mays, piano and the bass, doing a tune entitled Embraceable You.
Thank you.
Bill Mays and Red Mitchell doing a tune entitled Embraceable You from a CD entitled Two of a Mind.
Next up is a Riverside album called Bags Meets West. And of course, Bags is Milt Jackson, the great vibist, and West is West Montgomery, Indianapolis' finest, who recorded innumerable albums on the Riverside label. This is an old standard that they do together called Stairway to the Stars, backed up by Whitten Kelly on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums.
Thank you.
gold standard Stairway to the Stars from a Riverside album cut by Milt Jackson on Vibes, Wes Montgomery on guitar, backed up by Whitten Kelly on piano.
I'm going to go from a trio sound to a duo sound to a big band sound of Quincy Jones. From a CD entitled Cool Talkin', it's a Verve CD, features a number of different artists. This particular cut I'm going to play is the theme from the Pink Panther. Major Holly bass player, and that was the theme from the Pink Panther, played by Quincy Jones.
Well, Sonny Rollins didn't record too many records for Riverside. He did cut a few as a sideman with Thelonious Monk, but he did cut one album under his own name. That was called The Sound of Sonny Rollins, appropriately enough. And this is Sonny doing his own little composition called Cutie, with Sonny Clark on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Roy Haynes on drums. Let's listen to Cutie. Salute to that great independent jazz label out of the East Coast from 52 to 64, Riverside Records. That was Sonny Rollins doing his own composition, Cutie, from his Riverside album, The Sound of Sonny Rollins.
I'm going to play another tune and maybe three tunes from that Talking Cool Jazz and Verve. I'm going to stay with the big band sound of Oliver Nelson's orchestra doing a tune entitled St. Louis Blues.
Thank you.
Nelson doing St. Louis Blues.
I'm going to go from the big band of Oliver Nelson to the piano trio of Kenny Drew. This is Come Rain or Come Shine, a Mercer Ireland tune. It was cut on the Riverside label by Kenny Drew about 1956. The name of the album was just the Plain Kenny Drew Trio. Let's listen to Come Rain or Come Shine.
Thank you.
pianist Kenny Drew from his Riverside album, the Kenny Drew Trio, with Paul Chambers on bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums. That was a Mercer Harold Arlen composition going way back called Come Rain or Come Shine.
I'm going to close out the first hour of The Feeling of Jazz with another big band sound. And it's on Verve, and I've played a lot of Verve tonight. I don't know if I've played it exclusively. I don't think so. But this particular cut is called, the CD is called The Essentials Big Bands, and I'm going to play a tune entitled Blue and Sentimental by the Buddy Rich Orchestra.